Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, Justin Bieber scares the daylights out of David Beckham. Justin Timberlake and the cast of Trolls World Tour, including Anderson .Paak and SZA, are here. And Ellen's tips for how to be entertained during quarantine. And lastly, we try to answer the question, how do you do a comedy show without a studio audience? I'm Ed Glavin.
I'm Andy Lassner.
I'm Andy's friend, Mary Connolly.
I'm Kevin Lee II.
And we are coming to you from our quarantine area.
Yes.
We have quarantined ourselves together.
We're staying in this office for 2 weeks.
I tried
and
to
we
do
are broadcasting now.
Yes, Kevin
at
tried.
At home
yep.
for
yes.
2 days. And
Kevin
I got to say,
try.
Two of our seven listeners tweeted and told me they hope I felt better.
Is that
yes.
right?
Really?
Thank you so much to the
yes,
two of you.
Because Kevin
You're
and
kidding.
Mary.
Outpouring of love.
Yep. We announced that you guys
so
were
all your friends tweeted?
All my friends.
Wow.
Well,
I think we announced. I heard from three.
We had to announce.
Well, let's give a little state of the state. Last podcast was just Andy and me.
Right. Yeah.
It was Andy and friend.
Yeah.
Sure. It was Andy and friend. Yes.
Mary, you know, Mary's a little sickly. She gets sick.
Yeah.
You know? She was out. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was out.
I was out.
And then Kevin, usually fairly durable and often pickled.
Yes.
he hit the skids.
Yeah.
I was down. You guys, I've never had a stomachache before, is what I've learned about myself.
Wow.
In my life.
It was like intestinal cramps. You were in such pain.
I feel like I swallowed a rock. It was not good.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It could be ongoing.
I felt for you.
Really? You expect it to come back?
Well, my doctor wants me to go get some gallbladder test things.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know. And I said to Kevin this morning, I don't think it has anything to do with 6 months of diet pills and big gulps.
Quiet you.
No.
Okay.
I'm sure that's... You know, we hired him. He was 25. He still acts like he's 25, only he's 42.
Yeah.
42.
And Daniel Leary, who is often the producer of this podcast, not here today.
Not here today.
He went down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Jackie's filling in.
Jackie Dunbar has been here as a part of the team. That she works on our digital team, leads our digital team, quite frankly.
Sure.
She's a creative genius.
For how long, Jackie? Six
she doesn't
years?
Speak.
Six years.
6 years. Wow, that's insane.
Yeah. She's not
long
sure how long
to have
been.
A child.
Yeah. Yeah. She's lovely, talented, smart, and quirky. But let's start with the Beckham Bieber thing.
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, we have David Beckham on the show for the first time in 4 years.
Good looking guy. Yes.
He's here because he's now a part owner of an MLS, Major League Soccer franchise. He has a team in Miami.
Yep.
And he is devilishly handsome.
Yep. Very handsome.
My wife would leave me tomorrow for him.
He's one of the owners of the Miami Kickers.
Huh. Yeah. You know, I just want to say one thing. When he came, I knew nothing about soccer, and the whole reason he was coming to America was to make it a more visible game for Americans.
Well, that
I think
they gave him
succeeded.
A lot of money to play for
well,
the
Well, yes,
LA
they gave him a lot of money, but I do think it succeeded, maybe not for LA necessarily, but it did make soccer much more visible.
Oh, it was a huge success for LA.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Oh, thousands of people, my family included, bought season tickets to the LA Galaxy when David Beckham joined the team, and then sold their season tickets when David Beckham left the LA
right.
Galaxy.
Huh.
Yeah.
And so now he's with the Kickers.
I was going through some old photos on my phone that are mainly photos taken by my wife, and I was trying to find an old picture of my son Colin for his birthday, and what I found were half a dozen shots of David Beckham's ass while stretching at an LA Galaxy game.
Oh, she really enjoyed him.
Yeah, no, she really, and she still enjoys him.
Yeah.
And he's a good guest.
Yep,
he's a good talk show guest. He's a sweet guy.
He is,
and
he enjoys Ellen,
and he has a friendship with Justin Bieber, and so we did the unlikely thing of putting Justin Bieber in the scare table.
Sure.
Usually occupied by Corey Pallant. And then Justin Bieber tried to scare David Beckham. And I would say that went about as we all expected it to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to play that clip. And then I recommend that you go to your DVR and you watch that because it looks as weird as it sounds.
Playing a clip of a scare, an audio clip of a scare.
We're doing it, Mary. It's a podcast.
We're doing
it. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know, people have,
you don't know.
People
you don't
have
know.
The ability to forward 30 seconds at a time so they can skip the clip to get back to me talking to you guys.
All right. Well, I look forward to that.
Well, here's a clip.
So Halloween, you went to Justin Bieber's house to trick or treat with your kids.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Did you, I mean...
Well, we all follow Justin on Instagram, of course. And we're all fans and we all love him. And it was coming towards the end of our night, trick-or-treating, and the kids have had far too much candy and enjoyed themselves a lot. So on the way back, Romeo turned around to me. He said, Justin's selling snow cones. And I was like, really? How do you know? Well, giving snow cones away. Giving them away.
I got to do that for trick-or-treat. I'm going to sell candy. Yeah.
So they was like, he's giving, you know, snow cones away. So I was like, okay. They said, Dad, can you just contact him? Come on, you're who you are. I'm sure he'll reply to you. So I DM'd him, and he got back within like seconds, and he said, yep, we're doing it now. So we were literally 2 minutes from the house. So we went straight round there, turned up, and yeah, we all got snow cones.
And trick-or-treated at Justin's house.
Trick-or-treated at Justin's house.
They love Justin so much. I heard the boys, when Harper was, before she was born, they wanted to name her, well, Justin if it was a boy.
Yep.
But Justine if it was a girl.
Yeah, what can
I
say?
Did that not work out?
Sorry, they wanted me to do that. I gotta go. I really didn't think that was going to happen.
No?
No. Do you know what? I know you all love him. He's the most amazing human being.
Yes, he is.
He really is.
He's a
good
guy.
You know, for someone to have achieved what he's achieved and still be an amazing person and to be doing what he's doing, you know, he's always been... I always gauge it off how people are to kids, to my kids, and he has been so kind to my kids over the years. It's, you know, it's great to see him. Great to see him back.
I know. I miss him. He's a good guy.
And now, you've probably just fast-forwarded and didn't listen to that. I'm back. It's Andy.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Andy,
hi.
What do you want your fans to know today?
I want my fans to know that I love you, and I want you to be safe during this coronavirus scare. And just remember, I'm in your heart, and you're in mine.
You know, that's a beautiful sentiment.
You just made
sentiment.
Jackie Dunbar cringe.
It's a beautiful sentiment, and it brings up a really good point, that there's a lot of information going out around the coronavirus.
There's also a lot of
misinformation.
Yes, there is.
Leading to an incredible moment.
This is the best story ever.
That happened this morning.
Oh, God.
with Andy Lassner.
Who's going to tell it?
You want to
tell
I'm so glad you remembered this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
Remembered it. I will never, ever forget it.
Oh, God.
So Andy and I are both native New Yorkers. We grew up on the island of Manhattan.
You guys have never mentioned it.
We've never mentioned it.
Let me see if I can guess the street. Ooh, Park Avenue.
Yeah, well, that would be me.
Yeah.
But
come on, you know the Silver Spoon.
But we
and Andy's mother,
81,
is still living in the apartment that Andy grew up in.
Mm-hmm. And my brother is also
and your
New
brother
York.
Jamie is just a couple
and
blocks
obviously
away.
Obviously, with the coronavirus, I'm worried.
Right.
And
so our friend Kaylin.
So Andy,
you all know Kaylin.
Yeah, Kaylin, who we love. Kaylin sent Andy.
A text
of a tweet announcing, saying
no,
that...
No, not
the,
a tweet.
It wasn't
just,
a tweet.
No, it was just, it was just a text.
No. Yeah. Just a text.
That said, breaking, New York City subways are all closed down, but they will only close one at a time. Something, click on the attached map for the latest details.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then it said something, we need everyone to be careful... And please stay. It looked very official.
So let's just unpack this for a second before we tell what it actually was. Okay, I saw the text on Andy's phone.
Yep.
Andy then forwarded the text to us. It did not look at all official. Okay, it's not a tweet. It's just words with a link and then more words.
But now, that's the words sound like they're informational.
999 people out of 1,000 would do what first, Mary?
Well, the click on the link.
Yeah.
You want to know?
No.
You want to know?
Well, let me explain my thing. Kaylin Allen, who has been nothing but sweet and nice to me, I'm thinking he knows that my family is there. So I'm just going to cut and paste this whole thing explaining that New York City subways are closing.
It. Not going to check it. Kaylin's not.
And I'll just get it to my brother and my mother.
Link. Here, I'm just going to send it to my family.
Within a minute of sending it to my brother and my mother writes, E-E-E-E-E-K. Eek.
Eek.
And I go, what, subways? Like, is she grossed out by the subway? And then there's Kevin Lehman on the TV.
You can't take my joke and turn it on me.
And then Jamie, my brother, goes, LOL, this is awesome. And my mother then writes, eek, this is...
You're distributing porn.
Pornography.
You're distributing pornography.
Yeah, my favorite
And I go, what is she talking about?
So then he finally, after all that, Andy goes, oh,
I better click on what I just sent them. And when you click on it, there is a man there, naked, with one of the largest appendages
like hanging over the edge of the bed.
It's literally hanging over the edge of the bed.
Oh my God.
And I sent this to my 81-year-old mother out of concern, and my brother, that Subways are closing in New York.
Would you say it was the largest appendage you had ever sent to your mother?
It was the largest it was. And this all happened. What I need to say here is this all happened with Mary, Ed, and Kevin in the room. So in real time,
oh, it was so funny.
They're watching me freak
out. Oh my God.
Losing my mind.
You know, there's not a lot of great news these days. There's a lot of it's not a lot of great news.
It's also
I'm telling you the laughter that happened.
Oh God.
It's
poor
not possible
mother.
Really
I was
on
horrified.
This podcast to convey to our listeners the amount of activity that occurs on an hourly basis on Andy's phone. The operation that is going on all day long. I don't know how he doesn't fry up every phone.
I don't have a computer.
My
whole life is here.
It has nothing to do with you not having a computer.
What is it?
It is spectacularly about the number of people that you are interacting with all day long.
Right.
Every single day. There's no time to click links because you're just like, forward this over here. Forward that over there. I got you, Shar, coming in here. I got him over here.
I'm just trying to keep everyone informed. I was doing it because...
I understand. But
I
got to
find it because I want to read this to my listeners.
My listeners. Because here's the thing. Andy, in addition to everything that's going on, is genuinely well-connected with real... sources of news.
Okay.
People with real news information tell you things.
Kaylin Allen, who the last time he texted me was because we were shooting something. Like, we don't have this relationship where we joke around with each other, and he knows my family's in New York.
Not true.
We joke around.
You joke around with each other on Twitter.
Okay, but silly. Listen, my listeners, I want you to listen.
Mayor, they're gonna defend your behavior.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, this is what I get. Mayor Bill de Blasio officially closes New York City subway system beginning 3/11/2020. Outage map list closing by station beginning
true,
with
listeners.
Southern Manhattan.
None of this is true. He's reading fake news.
It's truly, truly, truly
it's
not,
all a hoax
not news.
From Kaylin to Andy.
New York City officially goes into lockdown as it tries to contain the virus. Please tell your New York, New Jersey family to stay safe. Click the link for more info.
Read the last one.
Right.
What do you think Kaylin thought you were going to do? He didn't think, Andy's going to send this to his 81-year-old.
Well, I have a quick question.
When was the last time your mom took the subway?
Please tell your New York... But I sent it to Jamie and my mom.
I have a question. Is the link like usatoday.com? Is it the Washington Post?
Probably New York Times, right? MYT.
Probably the New York Times.
Tell yourself it's reliable.
What was the link
that
you sent to everyone?
NYT colon backslash. Or it will say like WAPO, W-A-P-O,
It might be New York 1. New York 1. Could be New York 1.
What does it say? What's the link?
I didn't read the whole thing. It's nothing. It's just numbers, but it did say... when I first looked at it, it said http://pbs. So I'm like, okay, so this is public television is giving out information.
It's PBS, but then another thousand letters.
Let's get to what happened. I sent my mother a man with a penis so big, he's sitting on the edge of a bed, that it hangs over the
it's
side
average.
Of the bed and halfway down to the ground. I've never
it's
seen
it. It's average, Andy.
And I sent it to my mother.
That penis is average.
You guys, I hate to tell it to you.
I'm in big trouble.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny.
It was.
I sent it to every person I know.
It was a fantastic, fantastic.
It's a good lesson.
What's the lesson?
It's a good lesson for your crazy aunts, uncles out there who are forwarding around Facebook articles.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to read a little bit deeper before we send them all out.
Yeah, okay. I didn't need
this
it
is
to
how
send
it
to
spreads.
Full disclosure?
My mother's an Orthodox.
What? I sent it to my wife.
It's so
just
funny.
Just so you know.
I love jokes like
this is
that.
What you could have had.
Just so you
things
know,
have gone a little differently.
My 81-year-old mother is also an Orthodox Jew.
Sweetest woman on the planet.
So that's what happened here.
Sorry, Danielle.
Oh, gosh.
Let's talk about something much more pleasant.
Okay. What?
Ellen's friend, international star, Justin Timberlake, appeared on the show this week.
Oh, my gosh.
He hasn't done much lately.
No. He just always shows up just ready to go. Just ready to have fun, ready to love on Ellen, ready to have a good time.
You can see their affection for each other when they sit down together.
But I believe he was on the second show we ever did.
Second. The first was Jen Aniston. The second was Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And then it was a slippery slope from there. Yeah.
But yeah, that's right.
But what I loved about this appearance was that in his second act, he brought out two of his co-stars from the Trolls movie. I believe it's called Trolls World Tour.
Wait, we've known Jennifer Aniston and Justin Timberlake for 17 years.
We have.
Yes.
That is unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we were young once.
They've held up better than we have.
They have.
For sure.
Yeah. Well,
they look exactly what they looked like 17 years ago.
They have a lot more money.
That's true. Money makes you look good.
You going to bang those feet the whole time?
No, I'm going to stop right now.
Good. and he brought, so two of his co-stars were Anderson Paak, who's been on the show before.
Sure.
Who's just a badass.
Ellen loves.
Hip-hop R&B star. He's just so talented. Anderson Paak has a song called Come Down, which we play minimum once, twice a week here. And then the other voice in the movie was SZA. And I just have such a crush on SZA. She is so cool.
I used to say SZA and the HZA.
She has, by the way, has a song with Kendrick Lamar. It might be called All the Stars.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Kev said that's
fantastic.
Blowing up, that song.
And she's on the cover of Rolling Stone right now with Normani and Megan Thee Stallion. And she was on the show with him. And they were both so fun. And they were like dancing in the commercial breaks. It was super cool. But we'll play a clip. Let's play a clip of the three of them together on the show.
So you are just on the you're in the on the soundtrack. You're not in the movie.
That is correct.
You are in the movie.
Yes.
And on the soundtrack.
Correct.
And do we want to tell everybody what this new movie is about, even though we just saw a clip and...
Trolls?
Yes.
Trolls? Yeah.
Trolls. They're about trolls?
No, so basically, in our second movie, Anna Kendrick's character and my character, we find out that we're not the only type of trolls, and that there's all these different sort of tribes of trolls, and they're represented by a different genre of music. You know, we find out we're the pop trolls, and there's the funk trolls, which you saw. Mm-hmm. There's the techno trolls, classical, country, western. So what happens is, that's Kelly Clarkson's character. Yep. She crushes it in the movie, too. And what happens is they basically go, without sounding too much more like I'm intoxicated, they go on an adventure to try to save music, and it's a hilarious, it's twice as funny as the first one, and sort of a movie about diversity and inclusion, and I think that's a timely theme right now.
All good things, yes.
You know, how we should embrace how everybody's so different, and that's a wonderful thing. And,
yep.
And so, yeah.
And Anderson, how did you get involved with Justin? Did y'all know each other before? You must have.
I think I met him like I met most people, like on Instagram and Twitter, like DMs and stuff, and right?
Yeah.
We hadn't really met in the real world, right?
Yeah, no.
Just like a huge fan, you know, since I was younger, you know, like since high school, just being like out all the high school parties dancing to, you know, Justin Timberlake, Justified album. It's a classic. But yeah, he hit me up. He's like, yo, I'll put in a good word for you at the Trolls thing. Don't blow it, man. They gonna call you. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what? Y'all want me to do some music? I'm down. He's like, no, you actually, they want your voice. They want you to be in it. You know, I was like, what? Okay.
And says I saw, because I texted you and said, love what you posted, the video that I saw of y'all working together. Had you met Justin?
I hadn't. I had no idea how or why I got involved in.
Do you know now?
I was just
That was me too.
No, I still don't know. I'm just grateful for the blessing.
No.
Every time I was like, why? How do I? He was like, shut up. You're doing great. Everything is great. You're killing this. And I was like, thanks.
Ed, you missed one fun moment when you were gone on Friday.
What's that?
Andy looked at the board and saw SZA's name. Yeah. And for our listeners who don't know, it's spelled SZA.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, so what is, who is SZA? Is SEA? Zsa? Zsa gonna sing?
I was like, who's Anderson Paak? I know Anderson Paak, who's Zsa?
It was so good.
It's like,
It's like you're 100. It's like,
I honestly, am my dad.
Honestly, you're like trapped in the 80s.
I, like my
it's
dad.
It's like they trapped you in the 80s and you can't get out.
My dad passed away and I became him immediately.
How
literally
do you?
You were kind of him before he passed away.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But
it's
like,
just unreal.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
Because I was like, Shaja. And some like, oh, everybody's God. Like, SZA, SZA, you idiot.
Those guys are doing a Game of Games episode that we just listened to. I don't know when it airs. I think it's
I love that.
Next week.
Are they doing the Danger Words?
They're doing, it was like a whole Trolls Takeover.
Oh.
Nice. Fantastic. Yeah.
By the way, we mentioned, right, that our little game show got renewed. I say ours. It's really Kevin's and it's really Kevin and Friends.
Kevin, it's Kevin and Friends.
Kevin got renewed for a season 4.
We did.
And we still have 8. Now, a couple have been preempted this season for debates and Super Tuesday and stuff like that. It's back now.
It's
back for multiple Tuesdays in a row.
Yeah,
and The Bachelor's gone.
And it's so good. It's such
it's
a good
so
show.
Good.
Yeah.
And I promise you, if you watch it, like, there's nothing on it that's going to bring you down. It's just happy and fun. That's all it is.
You're just going to feel good.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't want to feel good, don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
But
if you want to
feel good,
watch it. If you want to feel bad, don't.
Don't.
Spoiler alert. We're gonna talk now. We have 2 more areas left to go over.
It's funny that you
podcast.
Think there are any listeners left at this point.
Oh no. If we promote that story about the link, we're going to play a monologue that Ellen did, which was tips to stay entertained, right?
Yep.
Tips on how to be entertained during a quarantine. So we're going to play that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we're going to talk about the latest development on how the coronavirus, which is now officially a pandemic, has affected our tapings here.
Sure.
So let's play the monologue first. Anything you want to say by way of introduction, Kev?
Here it is.
Thank you so much. I love each and every single one of you, but if I so much as hear a sniffle or a sneeze, you're out of here. Obviously, all anybody is talking about is a coronavirus, and as we know, it's important to stay home if you're feeling sick. This is totally unrelated to anything, but Mary, how are you feeling? Oh my God, where is she? She's not here.
Home.
She's home. She's not feeling well. She's, I knew she wasn't. It was a whole bit I was doing. I was pretending. she's feeling not well enough to be near me. So that's why she's home. Some people are home. Some people might even be quarantined. I've been told that we are the number one TV show for people under quarantine. So thank you, everybody. Thank you. If you're not familiar with quarantine, it's 14 days. You can't leave your house. You have to blow into a tube every 12 hours, and you have to wear a bracelet on your ankle. I'm thinking of my time at house arrest. If you're stuck at home, I thought I could offer some ways to pass the time. Of course, there's TV. Lots of good things to watch on television. Love is Blind. Have you been watching that? It's about people dating through pods, which is now looking better and better, really. If this virus keeps going, that's how we're dating from now on. If you're into movies, there's the Fast and the Furious movie for every day of your quarantine. And when you make it to, if you make it to Hobbs and Shaw, you're free. So that joke's for people who have seen all the movies. If you like games, I've got a boatload of, I shouldn't say boatload. I have, I have a lot of games. I have Heads Up, where you can safely play 6 feet apart from someone else. There's Game of Games. You can watch people play blindfolded musical chairs and taste buds, and you can see all the fun that we used to have when we could still touch each other.
All right, so here's where we are.
This was a week.
Yeah, this was a week. This was a week.
Yeah, this was a big week.
I mean, look, we all still get to work.
For now.
For the most part, we're not working from home.
Right.
We get to do our show. Some of our guests have canceled. Not a lot of them. For example, we were supposed to have Savannah Guthrie was supposed to actually be airing today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
NBC is not allowing their talent to travel right now.
Kerry Washington was supposed to be here earlier in the week. She canceled.
It was a story for months, and now it's a story that's hit us a little bit. Like, no one on our staff has it. No one on our staff has interacted with anyone who has it. So it's still it's still a bit remote, but. But because of the way the world is reacting to it, things have started to happen here. And the latest is that we have decided on the heels, frankly, we're not the first to make this decision, on the heels of a lot of other shows who have live studio audiences, canceling their audiences and doing their shows without audiences, mm-hmm. mainly at first in New York, in New York City, but now here in L.A. Maybe we're one of the first comedy shows in L.A. to do this, but mm-hmm. effective Monday, so 3 days from now, we are doing shows, at least for now, without studio audiences. Right. You may see shows that air with studio audiences because they were recorded before this policy took effect, but just because we want... If you have an increased risk of exposure to this virus by being in a big group of people, you know, our audience holds anywhere from 300 to 400 people on a given day when you include Riff Raff and Skybox yeah. and all that.
Yep.
And we don't want to do anything to elevate the risk of our studio audience, of our audience department who interacts with the studio audience, of our guests, of Twitch, Ellen. And so we're doing it without audiences, yeah. which is not nearly yeah. as fun as doing it with audiences.
Yeah. And I just want to say one thing to all our listeners, however many are out there. And I don't mean this in a political way. I just mean this as an honest human being. CDC, Center for Disease Control, WHO, World Health Organization, both have websites. I implore you to go to those two sources for your news and information on the coronavirus.
Will I see a big wiener?
Oh, do not get fooled by me, because as Mary started the program saying, there is a lot of misinformation, and sometimes an idiot like me will send that misinformation.
But
that
I would also say that
a large penis to his mother.
The Washington Post has worked, you know, their team has been working around the clock to assemble yes. coronavirus facts and information, and they are a very safe place to go to get accurate information about any, like whatever your question is. Let's say your question is about travel or how susceptible you are or which groups are most vulnerable, or all those questions, I think, have accurate answers to the best of their knowledge on the Washington Post website as well.
I feel like I know the answer to this, but since Ed, you and Mary, these are your people. Ireland canceling their St. Patrick's Day parade.
Dublin
is gigantic, right? That's a big thing.
And today, New York canceled theirs for the first time in 258 years.
Boston and New York canceling it.
It's a lot of Irish people. Yeah,
it's a really big deal.
I just want to say we work really, really hard to take good care of our audiences. They are such a huge part of our show. Yeah. The writers like to work on games that they get to play with. Mm-hmm. We built a riffraff room so they wouldn't feel excluded. So it kills us.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people have been looking forward to coming here. So we apologize.
So many people travel.
And
your
presence will be missed here.
Yes. It's going to be an interesting time for all of us to sort of see how the shows look without a studio audience, and just know that we know the shows are better if we have a studio audience.
And obviously on behalf of the show and on behalf of Ellen, we apologize to everybody that Kevin brought this virus into our country.
The one bright spot
yes.
to not having a studio audience is that we often do audience giveaways. And I happen to know that one day next week, there was an audience giveaway planned where everyone in the audience
was going to get
a gift card. Now, we're going to give away all of those giveaways to viewers watching the show via our website. So if you go to Ellen Tube, that's kind of cool. You can figure out how to try to win the giveaways that we give away to our audience next week. Our studio audience will not be here, so we're going to give them to our home audience.
Nice.
Yeah, bank error in your
that's
favor.
That's great.
But let's ask this question. If we get quarantined, the podcast will continue. We will figure it out. Because I think a lot of listeners are worried.
Yeah.
What happens if Andy, God forbid, gets the virus? And I'm here to say that I will be coming to you live broadcasting from quarantine.
Well, I think if you get
classified as older.
Yeah, I mean, state of your fragile health, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What are they saying? What is the line everyone is saying? My kids' school, in abundance?
Abundance of caution.
Out of an abundance of caution. Yeah. Okay, got it.
And by caution.
Yeah. You know.
I read, I think our school said, out of an abundance of concern.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
I have a daughter who is a senior at NYU.
What are they doing? What's NYU doing?
NYU has now taken, and in the law school included, I believe, has taken all of their classes to online classes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my daughter is absolutely crushed by this news.
She likes going to class.
I don't know that she likes going to class. I just know that she's
in her last year.
Yeah, she's in her last year. Now, I have a son who goes to USC. also doing their classes online. Happy he is euphoric. Yeah.
My boys are not happy. Like, and
he's
my,
so happy.
My kid's school, as soon as this started becoming a thing, set up the system to make sure it's ready to go in case. So they know how to log on, and teachers are doing tele lessons or whatever. And they're like, it's school from home without our friends. They're so bummed about it.
Yeah. They'll get over it.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll. Babies.
I think that's it, kids. All I can say now is keep watching the show. I hope you'll watch the show every day.
They're gonna the shows coming gonna up are gonna be really interesting.
The shows are gonna be interesting.
They're gonna be interesting, and we're gonna
be different and fun.
See what it's all like.
Yep.
And we're gonna the fun thing is we're all gonna learn together. Exactly. What it's
next
like.
Week's shows include Kerry Washington, Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek, Heidi Klum. Yeah. We have some great, we have some cool bands. We have One Republic. We have the band Tennis, if you know. Oh, we have Jay Balvin.
We're like,
we have a lot of great
to,
stuff coming up.
We're going to have to hold Ellen's hand through this process because, as you know, despite the huge amount of requests, we do this podcast without an audience. So we know we know how it feels.
We don't even, it doesn't even air to an audience. There's no audience present in the room. There's also no audience.
What Portia, episode, Portia what might still listen.
How many episodes have we done?
Of the podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know, hundreds.
Right. And we know sort of how it goes. Today we have Jackie Dunbar filling in for Daniel Leary.
Right.
And she's holding up a sign to make sure people subscribe, as if Ed hasn't done that 150 times. That's her big help to us.
Doesn't
she holds
us
up a giant sign, says, tell people to subscribe.
And doing this one for Jackie Dunbar. Here you go. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, Jackie Dunbar. And don't forget to watch Ellen Weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, Portia.
Bye, Portia.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.